Hello, hello. How are we all doing? I hope you are all well. My name is George. This is the FPL Banter Pod. We are going into game week 17 now. Massive green arrow for me. I got a 97. I'm now 114k overall rank. So I was absolutely buzzing after this game week. And just before we go into FPL, it was a lovely weekend. With some of the Slack members, Steve, Louise and Fiona. It was lovely meeting up with them for my birthday. I got some lovely presents from the group, from Steve, Louise and Claire. Claire wasn't there, unfortunately. She had a family party, so she was double booked, so she couldn't make ours, unfortunately. But loved all the presents. I got some funny presents as well. And an inflatable girlfriend. So that tells you all you need to know about the banter side of it. I got the best present though was the Brentford slippers I got, and this newspaper book where it has all the articles from, you know, Brentford results in all their years that, you know, papers have been mentioned about Brentford. And yeah, it was really lovely present. So thank you all of you for that. Slightly emotional weekend as well, for those who are wrestling fans. For those who know me as well, I'm a massive wrestling fan. I'm more of a John Cena fan than probably a wrestling fan altogether. And obviously he retired, so I was a bit emotional at 3 o'clock Sunday morning. But in terms of FPL, it couldn't have gone any better, really. So we'll go for it. As we normally do every Thursday night. Sorry, I've gone silent. Bear with me. I should really be more organised and just load it up beforehand, shouldn't I? But hey-ho, that's me. So we'll start from the top. So Donnarumma, again, back-to-back clean sheets now. I've got a seven-pointer. Palace were probably a little bit unlucky to score in these games. But, you know, he made four saves, so I got an extra point on that. And so the clean sheet, so I got a lovely seven from him. Timber got a two with Wolves scoring. Ben White got a one, which he had to come off. He pulled his hammy and, yeah, he had to come off, so he's out for a month. Chalobah again. I mean, he got me a nine against Everton. He's just ticking over for me, Chalobah. And he's probably the best defender in the game at the moment who's fit. I know, obviously, when Gabriel's back, we'll all be wanting to get him back just for the... because Arsenal's defence is more solid with him in it. His set piece, what he's like in set pieces and all that. And then the midfield, we'll start with the crap. So Dango almost won a penalty, very close to winning us a penalty, but he was offside. And to be fair, I thought if it was given, it was a very soft penalty. And then I had the lovely Foden with an 11. He scored, and I think he got an assist as well, which, you know, Foden's just being Foden at the moment. We said it before, if you can get on Foden when he's at his best, he's almost unplayable, and it's World Cup season, so he's obviously wanting to play the best he can to get in that World Cup squad. I think he would have anyway, but there's always this monkey on Foden's back with England, and hopefully this year he can actually bring this City performances into the England squad. But in terms of FPL, he's doing great. He's for 8 million, which isn't a lot for a midfielder these days. He's doing the business. Rodgers on the Sunday with two goals against West Ham, two great goals as well. Got me a 15. Now. Bruno first, we'll talk about Bruno first. Monday night, Bruno stepped up, scored a great free kick, got an assist as well, and some would say he's basically essential now in your FPL teams. And we will talk about Bruno in a little while. Captaincy was on Saka, who got a 22. He got two assists, basically, because their own goal. So Arsenal didn't actually score against Wolves, yet they got a 2-1 win. Now, just remember that. Arsenal, top of the league, Arsenal played Wolves. They won the game, but they did not score their own goals. They're the only team at the moment not to score against Wolves from their own players scoring them. So just remember that, because we're going to get into a transfer conversation in a few minutes' time, which we'll get into it in a minute. But just remember Saka when we go on to the transfers. And then we had Haaland with a 13. He got two goals, wasn't it? Yeah, he got two goals. The penalty that Silvinho won, and then he scored a lovely goal. His first goal was superb. And then Thiago over two, who is now currently flagged again. We'll get into that in a minute. So yeah, whopping 97. Midfield done the business for me, really. And then Donna and Chalobah did its thing. And then Haaland just being Haaland, really. It was a right call in the end. My Richards and Dubravka got one each. Mark Guy didn't play. Shock. And Rodon got a two. So if we go into my pick team. So I'll read you what my team is currently. So I made one transfer already. I've got two left without a hit. So in goal is Donnarumma. Timber, Chalobah and Richards at the back three at the moment. Richards could become Rodon. I need to see what the lineup is for Palace today, because Glasner said whatever the lineup was today, none of them who start today will be starting on Saturday night against Leeds. So I need to work out what Richards is doing. And then the midfield five at the moment, I've got Saka, Foden, Rodgers, Bruno Fernandes, and Danga was sold because he's going to AFCON. He was sold for Harry Wilson. Harry Wilson, as we all know, got 16 last week. I nearly did that transfer, as you all know, and I would have got well past the 100 mark if I did. But I gave Danga the faith, and I mean, I'm annoyed about it, but I'm not at the same time, because I kind of knew I was going into that game week knowing that Wilson was probably going to get something. And I just kind of backed Brentford's home form for Dango to do something before he goes away. But I think that was more Brentford bias then. I think if I didn't support Brentford, I probably would have done it. But that's my midfield five. And then I got a front two of Haaland and Thiago again. Now, Thiago's flagged. He didn't play yesterday. He didn't play in the cup game against City. Now, bear in mind, every midweek game Brentford have had, Thiago has not started or been in the squad. Any of them. Any of the cup games he didn't start. Any of the Premier League midweek games he hasn't started in. He has never started a midweek game. And then Andrew says that Henderson and Thiago both had knocks and were not quite ready for this game. It's very coincidental that our two best players at the moment are both have knocks in a quarter final. Now, at the end of the day, excuse me, Andrews is not going to come out and go, yeah, I left my two best players at home for a quarter final that we've just lost because Wolves is a bigger game. He's not going to do that, is he? He's just going to make up something. He could have been honest, like Pep and Glasner was, and just said, look, fatigue comes into play. I've left him at home. I don't want to risk him in this game, because of match fixture congestion. He could have said that, but he's gone down a different route of basically just saying, look, they both got knocks. They're not quite ready, but basically they're going to be ready for the weekends. Look, he's protecting probably his two biggest assets, and he's probably protecting... Well, he's protecting the fitness of Henderson, for one. That's because Henderson can't play 290 minutes in a week. 390 minutes, technically. And Thiago is our only striker. We ain't going to, we're not going to risk him for a cup game. I think if we had Cardiff or we had Fulham or Newcastle, I think we may have gone for it a bit more. But we're going away to City... quarter final, great. We'd love to get to Wembley, but you know, the bread and butter for Brentford is the Premier League, and this is actually a must-win game for Brentford now. They've lost to Spurs, and then they drew with Leeds, which really was a winnable game, in my opinion. So this is kind of a must-win for Brentford now. Now, in terms of transfers, that team seems all right, bar probably the Palace-Leeds defender, because I've currently got Ben White flagged on my bench. So that is a transfer I could do. But other than the Richards Rodon who I pick thing, it's a very nice team. It's a very, very nice team. However, last week I missed a trick of not attacking Burnley with Fulham. And Bournemouth put four past United. And I, no disrespect to United here, but probably defensively, the way both teams are playing, Burnley and United are probably on par defensively. Not obviously overall, but I think defensively, United are as bad as Burnley. So, you know, there is an opportunity here to attack Burnley. Now, the only way I can really do that is, I suppose there's two ways. I could either sell Mark Giu and someone else and try and get maybe Evan Nilsson, the number nine, or Kroupi even, but I don't think Kroupi will start. Or I could sell Saka for either Semenya or Tavernier. I really liked Tavernier against Man United. I thought he was excellent. And he's played two full 90 minutes in his last two games. And he's got a return in each of those last two games. So I think Burnley could be a perfect game for Tavernier. The problem is I'm going to sell Saka. And now there's a conversation of the power three where Saka, Foden, Bruno are like, they're almost essential at the moment. Where Saka's probably the least essential. And I watched that Wolves game and it sticks in my head like a sore thumb because, again, top of the league Arsenal couldn't score. Couldn't score off their own backs. It was two great balls by Saka. The corner was a little bit lucky, I'm not going to lie. But it was two great balls by Saka that were scored by Wolves players. So it makes me wonder, they just lost to Villa. All right, they beat Club Brugge the midweek before the Wolves game. But and I was watching that game and Arsenal just looked very leggy, very slow. And I kind of just see this, they're going to Everton away. And I think it's a 1-0 either way. I think it's one of them games where a set piece is going to win it. And until Gabriel's back, I think Arsenal are vulnerable at the back. But at the same time, because of the ownership of Arsenal defenders or Raya as a goalkeeper, you don't really want to risk taking the whole Arsenal defence out. So I'm absolutely against selling Timber because, as I say, I think ownership-wise, you need to have one Arsenal defender in there. Because if they do keep a clean sheet, it's going to hurt massively. Where Saka, he's only 22% owned. And Foden and Bruno are higher owned than Saka. And I just think this is a week I could target another team for maybe a 1 or 2 week punt, go without Saka until I'm more confident with Arsenal, because at the moment I'm not comfortable with them. I'm not confident about them. And this is always the time where Arsenal start to, I don't want to say bottle, because I know that's the term that everyone uses with Arsenal, but the Christmas period is always the time where Arsenal get a bit leggy. They don't do well with the whole fixture congestion around this time of the year. Don't know why, they just never have. And I can just see this being a little bit of another banana skin for Arsenal. Everton away is still a hard place to go. Now, I know Dewsbury's Hall's injured and a couple of them have gone to AFCON, so Everton will be a little bit depleted. I suppose the question is, do I think Semenya or Tavernier could get more than Saka? Maybe. Now, so we've gone through the sensible, the safe bet, because I am 114k rank. So really, when you're getting to that point, you kind of want to, you get to a crossroad where you kind of want to protect that rank and just go, right, keep what you have. It worked last week. Go again. Stick to the ownerships. see what happens. Or there's another part of you that just wants to go, I want to get further. Like, I want to... And of course, look, we all want to get as high as we possibly can in the overall ranks. Absolutely. And it kind of depends what FPL player you want to be. Do you grab your baseball bat and take a swing for, you know, a differential or a punt, or maybe get someone in a week early before everyone else gets them? Now, the reason I say that is, now, selling Saka for a Bournemouth player isn't the end of the world. Fine. You know, you want to take a punt, so be it. Saka's only 22% owned. You can go for it. If it don't work out, it don't work out. But, you know, I don't think Saka's going to go get a hat-trick in this game. I mean, at most, he might get two assists again, maybe. But, again, I'm just looking at Arsenal right now. They, as I said, they couldn't score any goals against Wolves off their own back. And I know I keep saying it, but it's a big thing when you're playing 20th place team at home and you can't actually score against them. It's a bit of a worry. So, now, my really, oh my God, George, you're being absolutely insane suggestion here is I sell Saka, I downgrade Saka right down to either a 5.0 of Jordan Henderson. Again, I know that's mad, and I love Jordan Henderson to bits, but, you know, so I could either do that, or maybe, like I said, the Bournemouth thing, I could get Tavernier in, and then I can then go get Hugo Ekiteke. I'll probably say that wrong, I know I always say it wrong, but I could get him a week early, but everyone else does, because after that Spurs game, they have Wolves and Leeds both at home after Spurs away. Now, Spurs aren't great at the moment. They just lost 3-0 to Forest. So there is a case of, well, you don't know what Spurs you're going to get, because it could be Spursy, and this is a time where Spurs turn up. They're world-class. Frank's a master tactician, and he suss his slot out. But on the back of that, Hugo Ekiteke scored two goals in each of the last two games against Leeds and Brighton. I really want to take the problem is, you're like, well, that's okay. You know, you're going to get three top strikers and you're going to get have a punt on Tavernier. The problem is, if I do that, one of those midfield five have to go. And I said it in the Slack earlier that Bruno might be benched, and even Sam popped in and basically went FFS, George. And purely it's just because of the fixture. And I'm going to sound like a bit of a hypocrite, because me, Steve and Duncan had a massive, not an argument, but a slightly heated debate on you can't bench your premiums. Now, what is a premium? Because I still don't consider Bruno Fernandes a premium price. I know his ownership is potentially a premium, but I think 10 million or more on a midfielder is premium. I think 9.6 maximum, I would go, okay, yeah, he's a premium. But he's just gone past the 9-point mark. And I'm not sure I consider Bruno Fernandes a premium. Now, his numbers are great. His numbers are absolutely fantastic. But two of his forward pairings in Amad and Bruno, in Bemo, have just gone to AFCON, because Miro next to him is suspended for this game. They're going to Villa away, a team who are third in the league, by the way, and I think they've lost one game in 11 or 12, something ridiculous. Like, they're literally on fire at the moment. And I'm just not sure. And Bruno made some comments, and I know people are going to say, like, oh, you know, you can't read too much into that. And I'm not. I'm using it to kind of defend my narrative here of benching Bruno Fernandes, that it's a really tough game, and it might just be a game where Bruno blanks. And I can see a blank from Bruno, but Bruno being Bruno, I can also see him winning a soft penalty, and then he scores a penalty, and then that costs me. I think the question is, if I'm really going to sell Saka And so really, that power trio we talked about, for 1 week only, goes to a power one in just Phil Foden. Basically, the question is, do I see, for example, Tavernier, let's say I go Tavernier and Etiquette. Do I see Tavernier and Etiquette this week getting more than Bruno and Saka? Do I see Spurs being the Spurs at Forest, or do I see the Spurs that were turned up against Brentford? So that the key to this decision, if Szoboszlai is injured, because Gakpo's out, so Szoboszlai's potentially out, Salah's gone to AFCON, even though he weren't playing great anyway, that's a problem. I think everything at the moment is going through Szoboszlai. There's Wirtz, but Wirtz ain't cutting it at the moment. So if Szoboszlai is out, that midfield of Liverpool is very uncreative, which will probably give Etiquette a problem of getting a goal or two. So Szoboszlai, if Sot says tomorrow that Szoboszlai is out for this game, I won't do it. It's not worth the risk, because it just ain't. If Liverpool aren't fully squadded for this game, then there's an argument that even Spurs do go and win this game. The Saka to Tavernier one, I'm seriously considering. But again, it comes back to that point. Do you just leave it for a week, roll your transfer, get free transfers for next week, and then I can do these transfers potentially? Or do I have a 1 week early punt and sort of go for it? At the moment, I'm 60-40 going to do Giroud to Etiquette and Saka to Tavernier. But if Szoboszlai is out, because I think he's really important to this Liverpool side at the moment, that's all of a sudden playing well again, as long as he's in the midfield position, that's the other key thing as well. He can't be going right back. He has to go in that midfield position. Then I will go for it. If Szoboszlai's out, I think there's a high chance that I just actually don't do anything. And I may just sell White for maybe a Bournemouth defender, so at least I have someone in that Bournemouth versus Burnley game, even though Burnley do normally at least get one goal. There's a safe route of do nothing, play what I have. At the end of the day, that squad got me a 97 last week, so what's to say they can't do it again? The other option is just do a straight swap with Saka for someone. Like I say, Semenyo, Tavernier, or I can look at elsewhere. I mean, Newcastle are depleted completely. They only have three senior defenders at the moment in the squad. So I could have a punt on Palmer. I could go for Neto. So I could attack Newcastle with Chelsea. The reason why I think Saka has to go, I'm not sure Saka's ticking over. I get that. He's getting the odd assist here and there and DEFCON bonus, all that. I'm just not sure he's giving us what he's... So basically, Foden's doing what I want a 10.3 midfielder to do. And really, you think Saka will be doing what an 8.5 midfielder in Foden will be doing. So, and as I say, I just don't trust Arsenal at the moment. The only thing I will say, I think if Arsenal are scoring a goal, it is from a Saka goal or a Saka assist. And it's very similar to Bruno. But I just think, again, I think Everton away and Villa away for Bruno and Saka are really, really hard games for them to turn up in. So, yeah. So, a lot of this relies on Szoboszlai and what's happening with him. If Szoboszlai's out, then I will probably just do either the one transfer, either for Ben White for a decent defender or Saka out for a little punt. If Szoboszlai is absolutely fine and he's most likely going to go in that midfield position, I may basically get my baseball bat and take a swing for a home run. But that would mean the casualty would be Bruno or Harry Wilson. But I did consider dropping Harry Wilson because he started yesterday. So there is that possibility. But the numbers he's pulling up, you don't really want to bench him at home either. So Bruno would purely be on the bench because of the fixture. Because I don't like the fixture for United. They've lost two key players in that front line of Mad and Mbeumo. And Villa away is a very hard fixture. Top of the league, Arsenal couldn't win there. So, yeah, it's one of them. A lot of rambles. I know that I've not actually made a decision yet on what I'm going to do. But you kind of get the basis that a lot of this relies on who's fit for Liverpool. Otherwise, it's just a roll, or it's a take a punt, take Saka out for a punt on a Chelsea mid or a Bournemouth mid. Yeah, hope you enjoy the pod. Again, thank you, Steve, Louise and Claire for the presents. Thank you, Fiona, for coming to our little meet-up as well. It was lovely to see you. And yeah, hopefully another 97 again. Maybe I can get into the 100 mark this week. But yeah, green arrows everyone, and Merry Christmas. I probably won't do another pod till probably Boxing Day, potentially, will be my next pod. I'll try and do one Christmas Eve if I can. But if I don't, Merry Christmas to you all. Thank you again for, I know there's more, I'm seeing more of you realising that, I'm realising that more of you are actually listening to my pod, and it's great. Maybe one day I'll branch out to YouTube and all that, but the support you give me and the criticism, whether positive or negative, is appreciated. But yeah, green arrows and Merry Christmas.